on the bottom of Mem Aleph on the base, the Gemara has the Brice and Shalu has Ben Zaima. He lived in the days of the Tanoim. Neima Omer Dvarim Habayim Atmos Hasudim B'tel Hasud Eim Tunim Bracha Lo Lefneim Lachrein. So he answers Hola Pas Paitrosa. What's considered Dvarim Habayim Atmos Hasudim? So Rashi learns only things that you eat together with bread. The way we eat the bread in the beginning of the meal, then we have the fish, then we have the soup, then we have the kugel, then we have the chont, then we have, according to Rashi, you have to say a bracha on everything. Tosis is not happy with Rashi in a big way. So Tosis totally disagrees. Tosis says anything that fills you up is called Dvarim Habayim Atmos Hasudim. What about drinking beverages in the middle of the meal? Beverages don't fill you up, but when you eat, so sometimes the food gets stuck in your throat and you want to wash it down. So in a certain sense it's Dvarim Habayim Atmos Hasudim. That's the way you eat. You have to drink a little bit with the eating. But the drinking is really to wash down the food. It's not really to fill you up. So that's a machlekes in Tosfos. So Tosfos quotes the Maksav Itri, two lines from the bottom. He holds in the, if you drink water in the middle of a meal, you have to say a bracha. So what was the Gemara's question? The bottom line, the last line on the base, no, the question was only on yayin. Because the Gemara says, on Daf Lamed Hey, the Gemara says that yayin is based in Zion. So it is. It is filling. Not like water. Not allowed to eat any food except for Mayim HaMelech, because that's not filling. And Yayin is Zan. The Gemara says Yayin is Zan. It's Mezen Zayin, and it's Misameach. So the Gemara's question was that Yayin should be Dvarim Habayim Achmas HaSudim, because it's Mezen Zayin. And water, they know that what? That you certainly do say a bracha. That's our Maksav Itrinah. What in the middle of meal, of course you say a bracha. That's no question, because it's not Dvarim Habayim Achmas HaSudim. And Tosfos disagrees in a big way. Tosfos says, no, that since it's not normal to eat without drinking, you have to wash down the food, it shouldn't get stuck in your throat, you don't want to choke. So that's also called Dvarim Habayim Achmas HaSudim. So that's the machlekes. When the Gemara asked, Ihochi Yayinam Nirfidik, the question that they asked Ben Zayma was only on Yayin, but on Shar Mashkin for sure you do say a bracha, without any doubt. Well, no, Shar Mashkin for sure you don't say a bracha, and Yayin also you should not have to say a bracha. Fine. So Tosfos on the top of Mem Beis Amaral continues, Miu Riv Rabbeinu Tam Hayu Armim, not like they're a Maksav Itri, they totally disagree. And that's called Dvarim Habayim Bishvilo. Whatever is to fill you up, the soup is to fill you up, and the fish and the vegetable salad, everything is to fill you up. And the Rashba has the two opinions of what about the fruit cup in the beginning, that's to serve as an appetizer, that's not really to fill you up. That's to open up to whet your appetite. So that's a machloikis in the Rishonim. But whatever's to fill you up, Tosfos holds Dvarim Habayim Achmas HaSudim, not like Rashi, it's only things that you eat together with the bread. And the Shar Mashkim also is to wash it down. So that's all called Dvarim Habayim Achmas HaSudim. So now, before Tosfos pointed out, and the Tosfos Yayin Poter Kol Mini Mashkim. So Tosfos says at the end, Leisichus Akavasei Sharei Mipas Peteres Ein Alocha Kemoisai El Kipsak Rapop In King Am Hodi Kol Mini Yayin Poter Leisichus Akavasei. The Tosfos ended off the last five lines in the Tosfos Yayin Poter that we don't paskan like that Yayin Poter. Here Tosfos says there's no reason why we should reject it. There's no contradiction. The yain poter kol mini mashkim. The din is like that brisa. Fisha ikra mashkehu, v'hu rosh lohol mini mashkim. Kachu hu ikra behem tveilim lo. Linya brach v'ilka mashkam aboy machmas hasuda sheboy mishvil hapas. Lishva samaychol gam yev shalachil b'loshtiyo. That's called Dvarim Habayim Achmas HaSudim. Ilka pas poitroson chutz min hayain ki kamar b'gemara taima. Fine. And there's no reason that you should reject Yain Poter Kol Bina Mashkin. So in Shulchan Aruch we do pass on that, Yain Poter Kol Bina Mashkin. You don't accept what Tosfos quoted before, that since we don't pass Pateras Kol Bina Mashkin, Kol Bina Mashkin, so therefore we should reject also Yain Poter. So we accept this Tosfos, that Yain Poter does apply. Well, high time now is far enfit, Nicham Hashanah Mevorachim at Pesach Alach Hazeres, when you eat the Morah in the middle of the meal, Alachilas Mor Levad, you only say one bracha, you don't say Hu Adoma. Shoho Ele Makshim, the Weltfrek Takashe, Amayim Bracha Nam Bar Pri Hu Adoma. Why don't you say Hu Adoma? Because the Morah doesn't, it's a bitter. So that's not Dvorim Haboy Machmim Sansudi, you're not eating the Morah to fill you up, and you don't even enjoy eating the Morah. It has a nutritional value, I guess, but it's not Dvorim Haboy Machmim Sansudi, it's not to fill you up. So why don't you say Bar Makshim Hoylam? How come you don't say Bar Pri Hadoma? Bar Pri Hadoma the Shai Yerokas. I but you said Bar Pri Hadoma on the Karpas in the beginning of the meal. So the Tosfos in Arvid Pesachim quotes Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim in the Piyut for Shabbos Hagadol that some shuls they still say. Bali Tosfos said it. Some shuls they still say Adayam Azeh. Or Zohura has pages and pages of running commentary on the Piyut. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim for Shabbos Hagadol. Every line is another halacha. He has a whole. The Osara has a whole paragraph by one of the earlier Bali Atosus on the piyut of I forgot what it's called. Piyut for Shabbos Hagadol. It's called by the first two words in the piyut. We never say it in Yeshiva, so I don't know. Yeah. So Tosfos says, and you can't say like Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim. Bar Pi Adam the Shai Yerok. The Shai Yerok is his karpas. Ain't a paite. Why not? Kedikamina Hasam Kibnik Hagadol B'Halol. What's that Gemara? The Gemara there is a different question. The Gemara is not talking about Birchas HaNer. The Gemara is talking about Netilas Yadayim. Since you have to wash with the Dovah Shetuvah L'Bemashke before you dip the carpus into the salt water, so you already washed Netilas Yadayim. So why does the Mishnah say you have to wash again before you eat the matzah? You just wash before carpas. So the Gemara answers, came in the Ika Hagod of a Halel, the first half of the Halel, the second half of the Halel, they say after the benching. Asach Daite, there's a Hesradah. So Tosfos assumes that just like there's a Hesach Hadas when you get to Shmiris HaYadayim, that's why you have to wash again before Moitzi Matzah, so too there's a Hesach Hadas from Achila. So the Bar Pi Adoma and the Karpas cannot cover the Mora in the middle of the meal. Rabbi Yosef Tevelim holds not true. The Gemara just said Hesach Hadas on Shmiris HaYadayim. But there's no Hesach Hadas on eating the Mora. He says that's exactly why the Rabbi Yosef Tevelim holds that's exactly why they introduced the karpas before hamoitzi, because you're not allowed to say einos mitzvah chavilas chavilas. You're not allowed to say ha'adama ana achilas matzah, ha'adama ana achilas morer on one vegetable, because that'll be a violation of chavilas chavilas. So that's why they introduced karpas. I think Mar says karpas is in order to have a kerelatinoikas. So no, that's the explanation why you have karpas so early. We want to have karpas before hamoitzi, because you can't say, you have to say hu adoma on the morah. The morah is not dvarim haboy machmas hasud. You have to say hu adoma, but you can't say hu adoma and al achilas morah, two brachas on the same chavtze. You have to say hu adoma on a vegetable before you wash for hamoitzi. After you wash for hamoitzi, then you shouldn't say hu adoma on the vegetable that you eat in the middle of the meal. The vegetable is probably to fill you up. That'll be dvarim haboy machmas hasud. You have to say Hadoma, the vegetable, before you say Hamoitzi. So why did they move it so early, right after Kiddush? Kiddush Uchatz Karpas. Why'd they move it so early before Kiddush? You can have it after, what's the bracha that you say on the second cup of wine? Shagyala, how do you end off Gol Yisrael? Shagyala, I think Gol Yisrael. So why don't you say the karpas, say Bar Pi Adoma and the karpas after Asher Gyalah, no? So that's what the Gemara says. You want to have a kerelat tinoikas. So you want to do something strange to get the interest of the children from the very outset. So right after Kiddush, we have right away a kerelat tinoikas. But that's only the explanation why they moved it up so early. But why do they have karpas at all? Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim says, because of this issue. So Tosfos doesn't agree. Tosfos says it's a hesach hadas not only from the Shmiras HaYadayim, it's a Hesach Hadas from the eating as well. So why don't you say Bar Pri Hadoma? So the Bar Pi Adama on the Karpas does not cover the Maror. So why don't you say Bar Pi Adama on the Maror? It's not Var Mabay Machmas Hasuda. The Tosa says, no, it is. Alabada, the answer, the reason why. Time Ahabi Kim Nachmana Kavi Chaybe Dichsiva Matzim Ram Yachlu. So the Tosis in Pesachim has two explanations. This is one. Then they have another one. One explanation is, it's a Xeris HaKosav, Al Matzis, and Ram Yachlu, you have to first eat the Matzah, then eat the Mar. Lechatchila, that's a Seder, Lechatchila, Derais. But even if you have the Mar before the Matzah, you'll be Yotze. But Lechatchila, more correct, that's how the Rashbam writes there. More correct is to have the Matzah before the Mar. So since the Torah says this is the menu tonight, first you have matzah, then you have marah, so the Torah declared that is Doram Habay Machmas Asud. It's on the menu. The other day in Tosafot over there is no, that it's normal to have, it's normal to eat vegetables. A vegetable salad in the middle of milk is vegetables also fill you up. You don't have to say, if you're talking about, what are you using for marah? If you're using horseradish, that's absolutely not normal. You shouldn't eat horseradish. So then the only explanation that'll make sense will be what they said here. That's Xeris HaKosav. So the Torah declares what's on the menu tonight. But the other explanation that they gave over there, that's normal to eat the vegetable salad in the middle of the meal to fill you up. That's only if you have a normal vegetable if you're having a lettuce. If you're having lettuce or a main lettuce for more, if you're having horseradish, it's not shy. The first year I taught in the yeshiva, it was a while ago, so the yeshiva was only Pesachim. So one of my students at that time was interested in, I don't know what you call them. Botany means planting things. And now he's a professor in Ben Gurion University, I think, in that field. So he published an essay. The yeshiva had a publication at that time that was called Gesher, the bridge between Torah and science, or whatever, between Chochmah. So he wrote a whole essay at that time in English that was reprinted quite a few times about that horseradish is not really one of the five minim of Maror, and he documents it that they only started using horseradish for Maror when the Jews moved so north, so close to the North Pole, that the romaine lettuce was not available. So the Gemara says if the five vegetables mentioned in the Mishnah are not available, so this one Tana says you should use another vegetable that will be bitter. So that's when they started using horseradish. And he points out the Taina that the Achrenim have. The horseradish is not bitter at all. It's sharp. The two different tastes, two different sensations. One sensation is bitter. Sometimes you eat food, it's bitter. Sometimes you eat food, it's sharp. Two different things. Horseradish is not really a minmar. The whole thing is a mistake. So then, now he lives in Eretz so many years already. Probably over 40 years. He lives in Eretz Yisrael, so he translated his essay, and more people in Bnei Brak are stopping to use horseradish and they're starting to use romaine lettuce, because the first vegetable on the list in the Mishnah, in Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes, and the Mishnah has a list of five vegetables that are acceptable. First one is, the Rishonim say, is lettuce. Regular lettuce, iceberg lettuce, didn't exist at that time in Eretz Yisrael, so the only lettuce they had was romaine lettuce. So that's a Shaila. Is it dafka romaine lettuce? The lettuce that they're talking about is any lettuce is also the same. So the Sarah Baron Kotli used to say any lettuce is acceptable. How is lettuce or romaine lettuce? How is that bitter? So the Yerushalmi asked that question. It's not bitter at all. The Yerushalmi asked if you would leave it in the ground longer, if it would stay in the ground longer, it would become very bitter. So the Chazon Ish interpreted the Yerushalmi, if you left it in the ground longer and it became bitter, then you can use it for more. If you didn't leave it in the ground longer, it didn't become bitter, you can't use it for more. And everybody else assumes not so, since if you would have left it in the ground longer, it would have become bitter. So even if you didn't leave it, this is the minmar. This is considered a minmar. The Yerushalmi says, and it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, that it's preferable the five vegetables that appear in the Mishnah in Pesachim, Lamed Tes, and Aleph for Maror, the five minim of grain that are acceptable for matzah, that's Lamed Hem and Aleph, and five vegetables that are acceptable for Maror. So the Yerushalmi explains that they're listed in descending order of importance. Preferable is to have the first one. The first one, I think, is lettuce. The Rishonim say lettuce balas. So why is that preferable? Why is it the way we eat it that it didn't even turn bitter yet? So why is that preferable? The Rishonim explains why. That's the way the Shibud was. The Shibud Mitzrayim started off with sweet talk, and then it became very bitter. Then it became very miserable. So Zecha Lemar by Marav Eschayayim. So we have the lettuce that starts off very sweet, Only later it turns into a bitter vegetable. So those are the two versions that appear in Tosfos. Rabbi Yosef Tuvelim holds that the mora is not covered with the bracha of hamotzi, and that's why you say varpi adoma on the karpas to cover the mora. And the Hesach Hadas, the Gemara says, that's only Hesach Hadas from Shmiras Hayadayim. That explains why you have to wash with the bracha when you're about to have moitzi matzah. And the Balei Tosfos hold no, that the Hesach Hadas is from eating as well. And the reason why you don't say a bracha barpi adam on the mar, because it's considered varm haboy machmas asuda, but there are two versions. And this Tosfos says the reason why, because alvadai taima havi, because the Torah declares a matzah mar mechula has to be in that order, first the matzah, then the mar. So the halacha declares that it's dvarm habay machmas asuda, even though it doesn't correspond to reality. And the other version of the Torah says it does correspond to reality. People eat vegetable salad before they have the main course. And we're talking about normal vegetables. We're talking about lettuce, and not the endives, whatever. You're not talking about the horseradish. Fine. So that's an important Torah. We don't follow the matzah vidri. We don't follow the matzah vidri. You follow the Rabbi Tam and the Reed. Okay. So what does Gemara tell the story? On the top line, Amen, Beis, Amen, Aleph. Rabun Ochal, Tlesar, Ifte, he ate, one gear says Tresar. Some Shodim have a gear said Tlesar, some have a gear said Tresar. Tlesar writes in different places that sometimes when the Gemara, that's the Tlesar that they tell you to look at, Shabbos Kufi Tes. Sometimes the Gemara says 13 camels loaded down with the Torah written. Sometimes more it uses the word 13, it means that there were an awful lot. It doesn't necessarily mean 13. Whatever. So he ate 13 riftei chalas, b'nei tlosa tlosa bikaba. There were 3 chalas to 1 kav of flour. How much is that? How many beitzim is that? Anybody remember? Got a calculator. It's an awful lot of bread. Even if the little chalalach, he ate 13 chalalach, but lo birch, and it didn't say birch zamozin at the end. What's that? 72 beitzim worth of bread. That's like that gigantic challah that I had on Purim. So big. Okay. 72 beitzim, so gigantic challah. And he didn't say birch zamozin. What's that? Why didn't he say birch zamozin? Amalei Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman made a comment. He must have been a fat person, Rabuna. Huh? No? He ate a lot. Usually Papa Barabba is the fat one. I don't know, Rabuna apparently must have been overweight. Amalei Rav Nachman, Adi Kafna. Are you still hungry? He's still hungry? Why didn't you bench at the end? You ate the more than Kadei Sviya. L'kol Shachem Kav Molab Suda Tzorach Levorach. What's the pshat in this story? So Rashi has 2 pshat. So he quotes the pshat from Rab Zena Pirshu, Tlesa Rifte Mi Pashalona, regular bread. He ate regular bread. And he didn't say Birchas HaMazon, because it said in Chumash, Echalta B'Savata. And he was still hungry. After eating 13 little rolls of bread, he's still starving. So Rashi said, that's ridiculous. And he says, that's Rabbi Said Pirshu, that's what he heard from his Rabbi, Rab Zena Pirshu. And it's V'chem Pirush Rabbi Yidoi Bahalochas Gedoilas. Rashi was of the opinion that the Bahag was written by Rabbi Yehudoi Goen. Tosis usually writes like that also. Ramban usually writes that the Bahag Sefer Halochas Gedoilas was written by Rabbi Shimon Kayor. But he also lived in the days, he lived in Cairo, in the days of the Goen. Okay. He wasn't a Goen. A Goen means Rosh Yeshiva's Goen Yankov. According to Rashi's tradition, that the Halachas Gedolos was written by Rabbi Yehudoi Goen, means he was the president of the yeshiva, he was the fundraiser for one of the yeshivas. And according to the Ramban, that he was Reb Shimon Kayor, he was a contemporary of the Goenim, he himself was not Rosh Yeshiva's Goen Yankov. Okay. So he had an easier life, he didn't have to raise money. Yeah. The people who raise the money, they deserve all the credit. Yeah. So Rashi says that that pshat is ridiculous. The Gemara says, is that fear? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice upon him, Israel. The Rebbe Shlom answers, I have to be Ech lo yase parim l'Yisrael. I told him in the Torah, Bechalta b'savata v'erachta, if you eat kidei sviya, you have an obligation to bench. Hey, machmir malatzma, apila kezais, apila kibetza. Machlegis of Meir Rebuta, whether the shiva is kezais, shiva is kibetza. But they all agree that if you eat 13 rolls, of course you have to say Birchas HaMazon. Even if he's still hungry afterwards. Just the Machlekes, how far did they go with the Chumrim and the Rabbanah? Because I said the But 13 rolls is a ton of bread. So Rashi doesn't like that pshat. So what's the first pshat? That the Tlesa Rifte were Pasabob Gisnan. It was cake. But the Bir Chachra means that he didn't say Birchas HaMazon. He said Alamich Yatiyat. He didn't say Birchas HaMazon. And then Rav Nachman confronted him. He said, Hayi Tochen. You ate so much cake, you kaveh sudan. If you eat a ton of cake, then you have to say Birchas HaMazon. How much is a ton of cake? So many poskim say in Shulchan Aruch, Mazon suda achas, which is either three beitzim or four beitzim. That's the machlekes hatanaim. How much is kedei achilas pras? Kedei achilas pras. The loaf, the full loaf of bread for the purpose of Ruvei Trumen, you have to have Mazon shtei sudas, and the machlekes hatanaim with eight beitzim or six beitzim. And the machlekes is rooted in how much bread does a normal person eat in one meal. Does he eat three beitzim or four beitzim? So whatever it is, the amount that you eat in one meal, so that's called kviya suda. So if you eat so much cake, if you eat the volume of three beitzim or four beitzim of cake, so that's called kviya suda. So kol shacherim kaiv malav, suda tzorch levorach, you have to say birchas hamazon. It's not enough to say ala michya. If you ate so much cake, you got it. That's called kviya suda. Should change, yeah. Shulchan Aruch, they quote that the Vilna Gaon, I think, disagreed. He didn't think that it has a shear of three beitzim or four beitzim. It should be the volume of food that a normal person would eat in the whole meal. More. It would be more than four beitzim, yes. Yeah. Okay. Kol shachem kav malusud. Rav Yehuda Habiyasek Leide Brei, Bei Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviv. When Habiyasek Leide Brei, who was working on a shidduch, he wanted his son to marry the daughter of Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviv. So he took out the girl and they met the in-laws, fine. Asel Kameh Pasabab Kisnan. So they brought some cake that the future Mechotonim should have a little cake. Also, when the Amora came, Rav Yehuda came, he hears that they're saying, they're mumbling something with a tzaddik in it. Well, I hear someone saying a bracha with a tzaddik in it. Are you saying a bracha hamoitzi? But you gave cookies. You're eating cookies. How come you're saying hamoitzi? I'm really in. Yes, because there's a brisa that says beferish. When you eat pasah b'kistan, you got to say hamoitzi. So he says, good morning. What are you talking about? You eat cookies. There is a bracha bar minim zayin. It's not only an oatmeal cereal that's liquidy. Even if it's a solid cookie, it's also bari mini mezainis. It doesn't really say beferish in that brisa, though. Here's a brisa that says pasah b'kistan, the bracha is hamoitzi, and they thought that that's poshim shad, that you only say bari mini mezainis on if it doesn't have a loaf shape at all, if it's liquidy, or let's say if it's wheaties. Wheaties doesn't have a loaf shape at all. So they said there's a brisa that says that on cake and cookies the correct bracha is hamoitzi. Because it is a loaf shape, and the bracha is amotzi. V'amar Shmuel halachik Rav Muna. Shmuel says we pass like Rav Muna. Amar lahu, so the mechutin baps him over the head, and he says, no, ain't halachik Rav Muna itma. Shmuel didn't say the din is like that. Shmuel said the din is not correct. And cookies, he said, cookies and cake can say mezainis. If you eat enough of it, then you say amotzi. Amri lei, how can you say that? V'amar hudyam, but you yourself say the name of Shmuel. Lachmanius, which is some kind of cookies, ma'arvim bahem. And Mevarchim Aleim Hamotzin Lachmanot. You said also on cookies, he said Hamotzin Lachmanot. So he says, Shani Hasim Dekabu Sudasi Alay. If you Kaveh Suda, then you say Hamotzin. It has a loaf shape. If you eat a ton of oatmeal cereal, you don't say Hamotzin. It never becomes Hamotzin. But if you eat a ton, if you eat enough cake and cookies, then it becomes Hamotzin. Why is Ma'arvim Bohem? The Mishnah says, Bakomi Arvin. That's the name of the third parak in the Arvin, is Bakomi Arvin. You can use any food for what? For a ruve trumin and for erev tavshilin. But for a ruve chatzeris to be allowed to carry in a chatzer, then you need dafkin lechem shemavrach malav amoitzi. So here it says lachmanius, which if you're not kaver sudan lachmanius, then it's mizainus. If you are kaver sudan, then it becomes amoitzi. So you have to buy arvin by him. So what are you going to say? You can use it for eruv chatzeris. Even at eruv chatzeris, he's not talking about eruv etchumen. Eruv etchumen, you can use pickles also. You can use gefilte fish. He's talking about eruv chatzeris when you need dab kapas. So he says, since if he would have been kaver suda, it would have been amoitzi, even though it's not, no one's eating it at all, he's just making eruv chatzeris with it, it's also good. That's the din, ma'arvin bahem. It's good for eruv chatzeris. So even for svardin, who would say mezonos on matzah, the eruv chatzeris with a matzah is good. Ashkenazim like to make eruv chatzeris on a matzah because it's not going to get stale. If you're going to make on chalas, so the challah is going to get stale, unless you're going to keep it in the freezer. Challah is going to get stale, then it's going to get spoiled, and if it's not roi l'achilas, so it's no good. So that's why Ashkenazim enjoy making an erev with their baksa matzahs. The shaila is it good for the svardim who live in the neighborhood? Because the matzahs, they say mezainasat. And the Gemara says, eruv chatzer is only good with lechem shemavachem alabam moitzi. So the answer is yeah. Rabbi Kavega has a children. The answer is yeah, because it says marvim bohem. Even though you weren't kaver suda, since if you would have been kaver suda, it would have been amoitzi, so that's a subcategory of pas. It's called pas abo bekisne. You can't make a rubi chatzeris with a wheatina, farina, or something like that. That's never going to be amoitzi. But this is considered. Same thing, there are two different gzeris. There's a gzer bishul akum and pas akum. So there's a kula in pas akum. If it's pas palter, if the baker bakes for the whole public, if my next door neighbor bakes a bread, and he doesn't supply bread to the whole neighborhood, that's pasakum. So you're not allowed to eat it, even though you were watching when he baked the bread, and you know for sure all the ingredients are kosher. That's the gzera derabanan, mishum b'resen, that it may lead to intermarriage. They prohibited pasakum and bishalakum, and they prohibited stam yenam. All three were also because of b'resen, because it may lead to intermarriage. But if it's paspalter, if it's the baker who bakes for the whole neighborhood, so then you're not afraid I'm going to marry his daughter. But Bishalak Mazasar, even if he's a chef for the whole neighborhood, why would they more make a on the pas, that pas palter is mutter? So the Rishonim explained, Ki ala lechem yechiyah adam, that bread used to be the staff of life. The main part of the meal was the 8 slices of bread that they ate. Then they had a little bit on the side. So since the bread is chayeh adam, you need bread in order to live today. Many people never eat bread. All week long they never eat bread. Jewish people eat bread on Shabbos and Yom. We hope that they eat it kazayis. We said there are three opinions in Shulchan Aruch Hamish, you have to eat to the Yotzei, the Sudas Shabbos. One opinion Kazaz, one opinion Kebetza, and the more correct opinion should really be a Ktsasi Yosem Kebetza. Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, Achilas Arai Chutz L'Sukkah is Mutter. What's Achilas Arai? Up until and including a Kebetza. Yosem Kebetza of Pas is called Achilas Keva. So the Rishonim say that since Sudas Shabbos is supposed to be Achilas Keva, so you should eat for the meal, you should eat Yosem Kebetza Pas. For each meal on Shabbos, shalashut is a lot of times not so comfortable to eat. People ask Akasha on that Gemara and Afchof on the base. The Gemara said, the Malachi Asharis ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is it fair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nice upon him, Yisrael? Omer Malach Hashem of Nei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Shalom Kasa B'Sirascha Shal Yisrael Fanim Likach Shech V'Halat Anayis Panim Yisrael Shem Yisrael Shem Panim Elecha. So the Baruch Shalom says Omer Lahem B'Chiloi Esa Panim Li Yisrael. I have to. Shukasav Telehem Atar V'Chalta V'Sivata V'Rachto V'Hei Medak Tiki Malatzimam Ad Kezayis V'Ad Kebeitza. They're Machmer. The bench even on way less than Kedei Sviya. Even though they're starving. After they eat the meal, they're starving. So the belt there is Takasha. What does it say? There's a machleg zameh rabbi. What's the shir bechazamazim mid rabbanim? Tosfos learns like that. Min atar all the tanaim agree you have to eat kedei sviya. Machleg only is on the level of the rabbanim. How much? How far were they machmer? Were they machmer? Because I said were they machmer kibbeitza. That's why it says v'hem bedakti kimalatzmam. It's only a chumrah mid the rabbanim. Ad kezayis v'ad kebeitzah. So beitzah is much more than a kezayis. Either a zayis is a chatzi beitzah or a shlish beitzah. Machlokes is a rishonim. So why does it say v'hei medaktik malatzmam ad kezayis v'ad kebeitzah? Should have been in the reverse order. Should it say v'hei medaktik malatzmam ad kebeitzah ad kezayis? There's even a pshita that's more machmer Kazayis is a bigger chumer. So what does it say? Behemah Dakta Gemalatz, Bnei Yisrael have accepted upon themselves the chumer min the Rabbanan, the bench, even though they didn't have Kadei Sviya, even if they only ate Kazayis, the Yad Kebetza. It should have been the reverse of it, Ad Kebetza, the Yad Kazayis. So in Yiddish folklore, sort of, they say that the Teretz is, no, it goes at Shavashudis time. And it's a short Shabbosim, in the winter time. And he's stuffed, he just ate his second meal. He's not really hungry to eat, so how much does he have, how much bread does he have to eat by Shalashudis, in order that he should be able to bench? So the one opinion is Ad Kezayis, and Ad Kebetz is the Chumr. Ad Kebetz is the Chumr. Ad Kebetz is a Kulam Birchus HaMazon. It's the Chumr if you're eating Shalashudis. How much do you have to eat? What's the minimum amount you have to eat? So that's the question, whether that answer that they give in Yiddish folklore, that the Braisa goes, Hey, Medakti Kamal Atzmam, in Shalashudis time, they strain themselves to eat a Kazayis, and some strain themselves to eat a Kebetza, the Machmen Mor, is that correct? Maybe they're both wrong. Maybe you have to eat Yosem Kebetza. If you eat less than a Kebetza, it's Achilas Aroy. Are you Yosem Suda Shabbos by having Pas? That's only Achilas Aroy. That's questionable. Okay, but that's what the Welt says. Why it says out of order, at Kazayis, at Kebetza. So getting back over here again. So there are three prohibitions that are Mishum B'nai Seim. One is Pasak, one is Bishalakum, and one is Tam Yenam. Yeah.
So then,
Balatay is in the soup. If you can be yes, meet a Tagima, then you don't need bread at all.
Yeah, but then it makes sense that you can eat, don't have to eat so much bread because then it's.
Okay. Yeah, correct. If mida tagim is good, so the bread doesn't have to be yaisa v'kebetza, correct. But if one should assume that you need dafke bread for shalashudas also, the read balates is it mesupik, where they need pas for all the three sudas. Someone told me, Shaila, what happened? He says, a group of people ran up to Baltimore for Shabbos, so they arrived 1 o'clock in the morning. So they didn't need any suda, balayla, they didn't hear kiddush, so they had to say kiddush by yom, and they had to eat all the three meals by yom. Says in Shulchan Aruch that if you didn't have Sudas Salayla, if you didn't say Kiddush Balayla, you can say Kiddush Bayom. So they said Kiddush Bayom, and they had all the three meals Bayom. You can't have, let's say the night is very long and the day is very short. You want to have two meals Balayla and one meal Bayom. So that's not acceptable. Because it says three times Hayom, 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 Echlu, Hayom, Geshabbos, Hayom, Lashem, Hayom, Lansim, Tzu, Basore. So based on the fact that the Pasuk has the word Hayom three times, so the Gemara establishes you should eat three meals on Shabbos. One Tana says you have to eat four meals on Shabbos. One Balayla and three Bayom. Rab Chitke. We don't pass like Rab Chitke. The Chassidim have a Machmet to have four meals. They have three Bayom because they have three times Hayom. And we say no, the three times Hayom, two and then go Bayom, and one goes Balayla. So if you didn't have the Suda Balayla, you arrived in Baltimore at 1 o'clock in the morning, so you didn't hear any Kiddush, you didn't have any Suda. So you should have all the three Sudas Bayom. So the Shaila was, what if a person forgot Ritzei in the second Suda Bayom? In the first Suda he remembered Ritzei, second Suda he forgot. Does he have to bench over again? Usually, if you forget Ritzei, Leil Shabbos, or Shabbos in the morning, you have to bench over again. And by Shalashuda, Suda Shlishis were Mekel, because the Rebalatesis was Mesupik, but you have to have Pas. If you can be Yotze, Suda Shlishis, Minit Tagima, so you can't say that the Ritzei is Ma'akev and the Kiyam Masuda. He could have had Minit Tagim, he could have had a piece of Gefilte Fish, said Barnafash, he wouldn't mention, there would be no mention of Shabbos at all. So even if he did have bread, and he's supposed to say Ritzei, but you can't say that the Ritzei is Ma'akeh B'Dieved, he could have been Yotze Sudash Lishis with a piece of Gefilte Fish. Yeah, so the Shaila was, what if you're having all the three meals by Yom? Why should we distinguish between the first two meals and the third meal? Why does the Riyah Zokin distinguish? So later, Jacob used to give the explanation, because there's a machlekes between the Gemara and the Zohar. The Gemara says that kvod yom adif mikvod lailo, and the Zohar says kvod lailo adif mikvod yom. Magen Avraham quotes the Zohar disagrees with the Bavli. But outside of Shoveshev Ahem, you see that both the Gemara and the Zohar agree to one point that there's a separate chiyav, there's a chiyav kibud v'yoinin, that's a pasuk in Yeshaya, because of the Shabbos Anu, v'dosh Hashem mechubah. So the din of onig kibud v'yoinin is not the 24 hours of Shabbos. There's a din of onig balailo. There's a din of onik bayom, a kvod yom and kvod laila. Machlek is the Zohar in the Gemara, which is odd. If you have, let's say, a special delicacy that the family enjoys, especially, should you serve it Friday night or should you serve it on Shabbos in the daytime? According to the Bavli, you should give the delicacy by yom. According to the Zohar, you should give the delicacy by lila. Kvod lila, adif mikvod yom. So you see from the Gemara in the Zohar, atzad hashav shebehem, that there's a separate chiyabonik by yom and a separate chiyabonik by lila. So Leitchik thought that that's why you have to have mitam zechel aman, that you need shalva sudas, because Ben Shah Ben said, Echlu hayom, kushabas hayom, lashem hayom, msotzu, basodah, three times hayom. For that, as far as that's concerned, you could have had all three meals could have been minitagima. So why do you have to wash it all? No, that's a separate chid because of oneg, kvod yom and kvod laila. So if you have one meal by laila, one meal by yom, and you had pas, and you said ritzei, so you could have the shabbos said that's fine. But if you missed by laila, having all three meals by yom, so really should have been good. All three should have been good minitagima. But you have to have one of them should be pas. What did the say it say? So it's good enough if one of them has pas. But if he forgot, that was the shaila that he raised. When he came back from Baltimore. Shaila that he raised was, someone forgot to say in the second meal. But all the three meals were by yom. Didn't have one meal by lila, one meal. So according to Rabbi Salvechik's explanation, if he forgot to say in the second meal by yom, in this case, we're eating all three meals by yom, then you should not have to repeat the benching. Because the second and the third could have both been minitagima. All three could have been minitagim as far as the mitzvah of shalashud is concerned. The only reason why one of them had to be with pas is because of oinig. So one of them, oinig is enough with one meal. Shouldn't have gone to Baltimore in the first place. Okay. Says all the boys got stuck in the middle of Shabbos. So when Shmuel says, Lachmanis ma'arv mehem, it means he can use it for erevei Chatzeris, and it's called Lechem Shemavachim Olav HaMoitzi. It is considered Lechem Shemavachim, because if you would have been Kaveh Suda, would have been HaMoitzi, so it's a subcategory of Lechem. Yeah. So Tosis has the same Benegir too, Pas Palter. The din is that Pas Palter, or Mekel, it doesn't really say in the Gemara. That's when the days of the Goyim, they came up with that Kula. The Gemara discusses the idea. Yeah. That pas palter were mekel. So what about cake and cookies that was baked by the palter? They say that that's bishul akum and there's no heter on palter by bishul. Or do you say no? That since cake and cookies, if you would have been kaver suda on it, it would have become amaitzi. So therefore, even if you're not kaver suda on it, it's considered pas, and that's the halacha that pas palter is mutter. So that's a tesis and Beitz in the beginning of the second Beitz. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch like that. In the beginning of the second Chelik Yeridah, they have all the dinim of Pasakim, so they quote that the cake and the cookies that's baked by the Goyisha companies has a din of Paspalter, and Paspalter is mutter. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you shouldn't eat Paspalter on Shabbos. Entenmann's, I think, is a Paspalter. So does it say in the package not to be eaten on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Really should say in the package, they shouldn't eat it Shabbos and Yom Tov. So some say, what it means is you shouldn't use paspalter for lecha mishnah, but you're allowed to eat the cake and the cookies on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says not so. Mishnah Berurah says not only should you not use the paspalter for lecha mishnah, you shouldn't eat it, period, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You shouldn't use the kula of paspalter on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
So the Wheaties or cereal should be okay on Shabbos?
The Wheaties, how come we make a lot of the Wheaties? That should be bisholakum. Pashta says even if you eat a ton of it, it doesn't become hamoitzi. So that should really be bisholakum. So that's a bigger question. Why is Wheaties mutter ever? Should always be bisholakum. You assume it's not oil al shulch malochim. The Gemara says they only made the gzera the rabbanon a bisholakum on such a mecha that would be served in a royal banquet. The Queen of England may eat the Wheaties for breakfast, but she wouldn't serve Wheaties in a royal banquet. That's what we usually assume. Oil al shulch malach means, would it be served at a wedding? Would it be served at a royal banquet? Chazanish had a different definition about oil al shulch malach. He thought that it only comes to exclude a very cheap meichel that a queen, the king or the queen, would never eat. But if the king or the queen would eat it for breakfast, then it's even though they would never serve it in a royal banquet.
Sardines.
Huh, yeah. Even though sardines you would never serve in a royal banquet. So sardines we considered oil al shulch malach. That's a chiddush, but usually assume not like a chazanish. Usually assume oil or shulch malach means would it be served in a royal banquet?
Is there a chumrah not to rely on that for Shabbos?
Ain't oil or shulch malach? No. Ain't oil or shulch malach is not. There's no. They never made a gzeira. Pas, You want to be machmir, there's room to be machmir like the Chazon Ish. Okay, it's a different definition of Ein Ha'olah Shulchan Malachim. Now what happened? Rav Papa Ikvle the Bei Rav Huna Brei the Rav Nosson. He visited another Amar. Basa the Gamas to the side. After they finished eating, I said the Kamai Midi LeMechal. So they brought some food to eat. Shokal Rav Papa VeKaochel. So he starts nibbling on the food. Amrilei. So they said to him, wait a minute. Lasovale Mar Gomer Osami Lechal. We have a din. Once you finished eating and you Masiach Das from eating, then you're not allowed to eat anymore. Amalei, no, not Gama Milecho, Silek. Silek means if they took away the tables. But if they didn't take away the tables, I personally finished eating. But there's still bread on the table, there's still food, I still have my plate, still have my fork, and I can still decide to change my mind. We're going to sing Mozmiris, and I'm going to get hungrier, so another hour I'll take some more food to eat. There's more kugel on the table. So only Silek, Gama not, yeah. What did they ask him? They asked him, Shaka Rav Papa V'kocha, Rav Papa, after they finished eating, they served some more. So Rav Papa ate it. So they asked him, Amalei, Amrilei, so they asked Rav Papa, L'savel Amar, don't you agree to the din Gomer Asam Elecha? So he said, no, I don't. It's wrong. It's not Gomer, it's Silek. And if it would have been Silek, why is it Asam Elecha? Why is it Asam Elecha? So Tosis has a machlekes with Rashi here. Machlekes Rashi. What does Rashi say? Asam Elecha lach yivarach b'chazam ozen, v'yachzav yivarach al habo lefonav. So Rashi has a chiddush that you can't cover two meals with one b'chazam ozen. Let's say I ate a sandwich and I washed my machrenim and I sang Shir HaMalas and I'm about to bench and they bring me another sandwich. So I had a total hesach hadas from eating. I got to wash again. I have to say Hamoitzi again, and I'll bench at the end. So what's so bad if I'll bench one Birchas Hamazon and the two sandwiches? I thought there's only one sandwich to a customer. So I ate the sandwich and I bent, and I'm ready to bench. Then they bring me another sandwich. So I'll wash, because I was Mesir Tas from eating bread. I'll say Hamoitzi again, and then I'll say one Birchas Hamazon. Rashi holds you can't cover two meals with one Birchas Hamazon. You have to say Birchas Hamazon on the first meal. Then you have to wash again and say Hamoitza on the second meal. The cave in the Gomar, since he finished eating the first meal, Asach Daite Mibroch Vishoina Misudasai. So he answers back, no, that's only Silikitma. I'm Silikas Alechem Echolech Malach Shulchan Adayin Abech Asalech. Fine. Taisa doesn't agree with Rashi. What does Taisa say? Here the Taisa is Reb Zeira Lo Yachal. Lifimashem Mefarshim Ho'olam. The Welt says not like Rashi. That if you said Havlan and the Baruch Hashem Mishte means Beloy Bracha Shalafanov. But if you said you can cover two meals with one Birchas Hamazon, even though there was a Hesach Hadas in between, even though there's a Shina Makam, let's say, total Hesach Hadas, you can cover two meals with one, unless it's many hours later. There's a limit the Gemara has. If I ate a sandwich for breakfast and I didn't bench, then I'm going to bench at 12 o'clock at night when I'm about to go to sleep. So the food is already digested, nothing left in my stomach, it's too late. How late after you finish eating can you bench? So the Mishnah Berurah, I think, says, he claims 72 minutes, he can always postpone till 72 minutes. And then if you had a filling meal, it's even more, you always have 72 minutes. Even if you just had a piece of lettuce, you just had a tiny little kazais of lettuce, you could say Bar Nefesh is 71 minutes later. You always have 72 minutes. And then if you ate a real sandwich that's filling, so you even have longer, Kozman that you're full. You can still say, once you're hungry again, it's already 12 o'clock at night. You ate the sandwich at 6 o'clock in the morning, now it's 12 o'clock at night, now he's hungry, so it's too late to bench. But if I had one sandwich, then I had a total hesach hadas, and I wash, I have another sandwich. So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosis. So Rashi says you cannot cover two meals with one Birchas Hamazon. And Tosis says that you can. When it says here, this Tosis Rav Zeira. When it says, when you said Havlon and the Baruch Osa Lemishtei, it doesn't mean Osa Lemishtei without saying a Baruch Achrayna on the previous food. No, you can cover two achilas with one Baruch Achrayna. Beloi Baruch Shalafanov, it means. So Tosis says, if so, amai lo ochal. So So why didn't Rav Zera want to eat? Well, what does the Gemara say? Osa lecho. Why is it osa lecho? Lebarach alev lecho. What's so difficult to say bracha rishayna? And for Tosis, it must be that the maichel that they were about to serve had bread in it, or yabo pas. And then you have to wash. You can cover both meals with one brichas hamazon, but you would have to wash and then say, so that would be a pain in the neck to go wash, and then to come back into the room after washing, and then to say hamaitzi. That would be a big tirchavoy. It's soch brichas hamaitzi, and the tilus hamaterei echoy alas is kolka. That's a pain in the, that's a nuisance, to go to wash and tilus yadayim, and then to say hamaitzi another time. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. There's no need to say. They say that from Rashi, Mefarshim Ha'olam, the Velt interprets like that. This daf, the Velt has a lot to say. Tosfos be quoted before Ha'olam Makshim, the top Tosfos Ha'olam Makshim. I remember at one of the Chagas Mitzvahs, the speaker got up and he told over a tale from Yiddish folklore that the Yeshiva Bacha was learning Maharam. The Maharam on the bottom of Masha always says Makshim Ha'olam. So he told over a story that Yeshiva Bocha had just looked in the Maram, and he's looking out the window, and he sees a guy walking down the street, very pained. He's very worried. And he says, obviously the guy is worried about Makshim Ha'olam. The whole world is bothered with the kasha. Then the guy went to the bar, and then he had a drink, and then he's walking down the other, walking back the other way. He's skipping, hopping, dancing. He's very happy. After he had his drink, he's very happy. So he says, obviously he has a teretz on the Makshim Ha'olam. So he runs out and he says, what's the teretz? The guy says, what? What are you talking about? Makshim Ha'olam. He must have found a teretz on the Makshim Ha'olam. So the guy left him. So everybody thinks that Yeshiva Bach is such a batlan. He thinks he takes it literally. Maharam says, Makshim Ha'olam thinks the whole world is bothered with the kash. Makshim Ha'olam means the Talmidim of the Maharam are bothered with the kash. So that's the story that he told. That's in Yiddish folklore they tell that story. So then he said, but the truth of the matter is, that was his drush. Truth of the matter is that the only world that counts are the people who learn the Maharam and the people who learn the Tosfos, and that's the Makshim Ha'olam. The only people who count are the people who are learning Torah. Okay. It was a nice drasha. One of the Musmachim gave that drasha by the Chagas Mich. Very nice. I remember another occasion, another person spoke at another Musmach spoke at the Chagas Mich, so he said, the document that they give all the boys, the smicha, it's not like a get. A get has to be kroz gita. Once you give the get, not supposed to have any more connection between the husband and the wife. And the dak in the smicha is the reverse. If it cuts off the connection between you and the yeshiva, then the whole smicha is not valid. Has to be the opposite. Can't be kroz gita. Boys used to give good drushes at the chagas smicha. Yeah, so let's go back again. Shaka Rapapa Vikocha, Rapapa ate, and he didn't say a bracha at all. Omri Lei, they said, how can you do that? Lo Sovel Amar, Gomer, Osam Milach. He says, no, only Sila Kitma. Rabbi Rabzeri Iklu the Bei Reish Galusa. They were invited to eat by the Reish Galusa. Lebasa, the Sliku, Takam, Ikamai, after they took away the table, Shodu Lei, Ristan of the Bei Reish Galusa, sent them some kind of a dessert, sent them some kind of food. Rabbi Ochel Rabzeri Loyochel. Rabzeri didn't want to eat it, because the din is, once you have a Hesach Adas, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So Rashi said, not allowed to eat unless you have bracha achrayna, and then a bracha rishayna. And Tosfos said, it's enough if you say a bracha rishayna. So Rabbi Zera didn't want to eat. Didn't want to eat. What's so difficult? Say a bracha rishayna. Tosfos said, no, probably had bread in it. Have to go wash and then say hamoitzi. He said, it was too much of a nuisance. Omalei l'sovel amar silik osam ilecho. It was silik over here. Omalei anan atak de reish galusa samchina. He's relying on the reish galusa. He's relying... I'm a guest by the Reish Galusa, whatever he sends, I'll eat. I remember once, somehow they put me in first class on a plane. When NCSY went to Eretz, so they bought so many tickets, so they rented the whole plane. So they had some of the tickets for first class. I think that's when it was. So first class, they give you like a wedding. So they served the meal, and I said a bracha achrayna, and I was ready to go to sleep. So the stewardess says, don't you want the next course? So I said, okay. She gives me the next course. I said, a bracha, I'm ready to go to sleep. Then she said, don't you want the main course? So I said, okay. I said another bracha. I said, a bracha, don't you want the dessert? Mamish, like a wedding. Like a wedding. Yeah, but I said the bracha, if I wouldn't have said the bracha, each time I thought it was over. I said, a bracha, if I wouldn't have said the bracha, it would be the same like over here. I'm not the balabos to decide whether the meal is over. Whatever they serve. I'm relying on the Reish Galus. I'm relying on the stewardess. Whatever she said. But if you said a Baruch HaKohen, I said a Baruch HaKohen 4 times each time they gave me food.
How could Rashi say that it's usher to the Baruch HaRishon and the bench? Isn't Rav Papa himself in the mouth of the days the one who says Achar Suda Tonin Baruch HaBim Rufnei Vim Lachrayim?
Tonin Baruch HaRav Papa says what again?
Achar Suda Tonin Baruch HaBim.
Yeah. Tunim bracha. Lifnei ben tunim bracha lachreim. Again, what's the question?
Rashi says that it's usher to, after you sell the shulchan, it's usher to make a new bracha, you have to first bench and then make.
Right, you can't cover two meals with one bench. Yeah.
But here the Papa says that it's after us through this, and then you have to make.
If it's Achar Hasuda, what does he say again? Tuna brach ben lifnem ben liachreihem.
So that you can make a bracha rishon bracha and then bench on the whole meal. Rashi says usher. First you have to bench and then you have to make a bracha rishon bracha.
Rashi says you can't cover two meals with one birchas hamazon. Yeah, he says over here also the same thing. He says, whatever fruits you have after the meal, you got to say barnefoshes after the fruits, aloites, or prehoites, depending what kind of fruit it is. Then you have to say the birchas hamazon for the meal. So he says it's going to have a separate bracha right now on each one.
But here he says that first you have to make a birchas hamazon and then you could have
the. I don't know if he means first. I mean, it's going to look funny. He has a sandwich, then he has a total hesachadas, then he washes, then he has another sandwich. Then he's going to say benching twice. One after the other, one for the first meal, one for the second meal. So it looks funny. So he says that it should look a little better. So you say you bench before you eat the second meal, then you eat the second meal, then bench the second time. If not for the fact that it looks funny, you probably could say that twice birchas hamazon after the second sandwich. But over here, it doesn't look funny. Over here, he's going to say aloitz or pihoitz. So he's going to say barnefoshes. On the dessert that he had afterward, then you're going to say the birchas hamazon on the meal.
So
what's asr? It also means to rely. It's also to rely on one benching for two meals. It's also to continue to eat without a bracha rishayna. Also, nahanis ben ra'al mazai b'lai bracha, because since he was mesiach das, it was silik. Since he was mesiach das from eating anymore, then it's also to eat any food without saying another bracha rishayna. That's what's also. But I don't think you can't say it's usher to eat until he says the bracha achrayna. Why? He's going to say the bracha achrayna after the dessert. He's going to have an orange for dessert. He's going to say barnefoshes after the orange. Then he's going to say birchas hamazon. Maybe he'll say birchas hamazon first, then barnefoshes on the orange after. He had a whole meal, and then they bring him an orange. The Papa says on the orange, you've got to say bracha rishayna and the bracha achrayna. So I don't know. The bracha rishayna, he wants to have the orange now. So he says bar pihuetz. When he says the barnefoshes after the orange, he says it right away after the orange, and then he says birchas hamazon rav papa. We don't pass like rav papa. But what did he say? Or did he mean no? You can say the birchas hamazon on the meal, then after you finish birchas hamazon, then you say barnefoshes. If you add a cup of water, you say barnefoshes. If you say birchas hamazon, you're not yotze on a cup of water. If you said birchas hamazon instead of, let's say, you had cake. That if you would have been kaver suda, would have been amoitze, but you weren't kaver suda. You didn't need so much. So that's many a rabbi. I think Rabbi Kibenga writes in such a case that there, if you said birchas hamazon instead of anamicha, amicha is the bridge form of birchas hamazon. Mein shol means the abridged form. So if he said the long form, even though you're not mechuyev to, he can't say he's not yotze. What if he had wheatina farina? What if he had oatmeal cereal or something like that? So you also say alamichyat then, which is an abridged form of birchas hamazon. But oatmeal cereal would never be birchas hamazon. So that's further machlokes achrayim. Some achrayim say even in such a case, how can you say he's not yotze b'dieved? Mayen sholosh is an abridged form of the birchas hamazon. So if he says the longer form is certainly good, but if you had a drink of Coca Cola, then he says birchas hamazon. Taka not yotze. You don't say yesh b'chol masayim on it. You're not yotze. Birchas hamazon is only for bread. So that's what he says. Anan ataka de reish galusa samchina. So Tosis has their chiddush. What if a person forgot to eat afikomen, and he sang Shir HaMaalos, and he about to bench Birchas HaMazon. He didn't bench yet. So Tosfos says, Misha shochel echol afikomen v'ama havlon and nevarach, he washes my machronim, and he says havlon and nevarach, eino hesach hadas, why? Anan ataka derachmona samchina. It's like Tosfos wrote at the end of the top Tosfos. He said that the maror, even if it's not good tasting at all, maror is considered v'abamai machmas hasuda halachically, because kach nemar halacha matzah maror yachlu, he's supposed to eat the matzah first, then the maror. So halachically, it's called v'abamai machmas hasuda. So that's what Tosfos says. Since al pi halacha, you were supposed to have apikaimen at the end of the meal, and you didn't have it, and you washed the maim achreinim, and you said the shir HaMaalos, and you said havlon and nevarach. Since it's on the menu that you're supposed to have afikomen, so it doesn't count as a hesachadas. Anan ataka derachmona samchinon. Just like he says, anan ataka derish galusa samchinon. So by us, anan ataka derachmona samchinon. That does mean the rabbanon shalolim. All the dinamam of the rabbanon here means the chachamim were kaveh, the aloch is kaveh, you're supposed to have afikomen. What if he already benched though? Himshocha chabir for loyachal afikomen. What if he benched? And he didn't eat afikomen. Now what do you do? So Tosfos thinks it's not necessary to wash and to say hamotzi and to eat all over again. Why? Because kol ha-matzis l'shem mitzvah asuyas. Even the matzah that you had in the beginning of the meal was also shmura matzah. So b'di'evet yoytzei the mitzvah matzah. What do you mean b'di'evet yoytzei? I thought that's a l'chatchila yoytzei the mitzvah matzah. So the pashta says, this Tosfos is l'shitasam, that they explain in Pesachim, in the last parak, that the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah is at the end of the meal. Afikomen represents the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah, because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, he used to eat the Korban Pesach at the end, a Pesach Nechal Al HaSovah. So if they ate the Pesach at the end, then they ate the Matzah in the Morah, also at the end of the meal. So we should really have the Matzah at the end of the meal. We should have in mind to be Yotzei Afikomen, that should be the Iker Mitzvah's Matzah. The Rosh there disagrees, and he says, no, you can mitzvah matzah at the beginning of the meal when you say al achilas matzah, and the afikomen at the end is zech lekorban pesach. Or the Maharil says you should have two kizesim of afikomen, echad zech al pesach vechad zech al chagiga. Okay, but the Tosfos holds not so. Tosfos holds that the you can mitzvah matzah is at the end of the meal. So if that's the mitzvah matzah, how can you say the brach al achilas matzah at the beginning? So Tosfos quotes the Gemara. The Gemara has the Gemara there in Avit Pesachim has a lashon. He ate so much. The Gemara there is talking about maror. He only has one vegetable. He's using the same vegetable for karpas, right after Kedish. Kaddish Urchatz karpas. He's using the same vegetable for karpas and for maror later on. So the Gemara has a machlek. When does he say the bracha al achilas maror? He has in mind in the beginning that he's only eating this vegetable for karpas, not eating of the shem maror. He's going to eat a little bit again because there's a lechatchila deraisa. That's what the Rashbam says there. There's a lechatchila deraisa to go in order. Al matzis emrorim yochluhu. There's a seder. Usually the Jews are known that they don't have any seder. And on Pesach night, that you have a seder, we say, Manishtan al say, what happened? How come all of a sudden there's a seder? It's the Yiddish folklore. Yeah. So there's a seder lechatchila, the Rashbam says. Al matzis emrorim yochluhu. That's what the Tosfos says. First you're supposed to have matzah, then you're supposed to have more. So when you have this, you only have one vegetable you're eating, and both for karpas, right after Kiddush, and for maror. So really, you should say al achilas maror at the end, after matzah. You should say al achilas maror. So the Gemara says we don't pass like that, because lacha shemila kreisa emen hey chayzem mevarchal. Doesn't make sense. He's been eating maror all along for karpas, and he's nibbling on it. Now all of a sudden he's going to wake up after he says amoitz. He's going to eat maror again. Now he's going to say the bracha. No, you should say the bracha from the beginning. So he said, when he says bar pri adam, he says both bar pri adam and an achilas mar. So doesn't this serve as a pirch against Rabbi Yosef Tu Velim? He says an eisem mitzvus chavilas chal. You can't say two brachas on the same chefta. So the answer is no. He says two brachas when he eats the karpas, but the brach al achilas mar doesn't really go on that. The brach al achilas mar goes on the mar that he's going to eat later after the hamotzi, after the motzi matzah. He's going to have more then. So why does he say the bracha in the beginning? Because it is svara. Lacha shemil lekreis amen echayzim mevarach olam. But the chefta shal mitzvah of the maror is what he's going to eat later. And the chefta shal mitzvah for the birchas hanenin is the maror that he eats in the beginning for the karpas. So Tosfos says, Just like Tosis claims like that. Just like the Gemara says, if you only have one vegetable and you're eating it twice, once for karpas, once for mar. They say they're both brachas when you eat the karpas, but you really have in mind that the first bit of mar that you eat for the sake of karpas should not be the shem mitzvah's mar. You only want to be yotzi later, so too, regarding the matzah. There's also the ikka mitzvah's matzah should really be at the end of the meal. But, so why do you say alachilas matzah in the beginning? It's like the marer. The bracha moitzi goes on the matzah that you eat in the beginning. The bracha of alachilas matzah goes on the matzah you're going to eat at the end of the meal. But what happens if you forgot and he benched? Mshochach habirach, if he benched, but the achal afikamin at all. First they were talking, he didn't eat afikamin till he sang Shem Malas and he washed my machrein and he said, havlana v'rach, and he didn't bench yet. So this says, anan atakad rachmanu samchinan, it's on the menu, so it doesn't matter what I say, it's still considered like loisilik yodah. But what if he benched already? That for sure is considered the Hesach Hadas. So then Tosis says, but yeah, you don't have to eat over the matzah, because all the matzah that he had in the beginning of the meal was also shmura matzah. You're not yetzin matzah unless it's shmura matzah. Everything was shmura matzah. The beginning was also shmura. If you would have pshuta matzah for the beginning and only shmura matzah for the afikoyman, because Tosis holds the afikoyman is deka mitzvah matzah. So you would have pshutas for the beginning, and you only have shmura for the end, then Tosis would insist you have to wash again and say hamotzi all over again. But because kol ha-matzahs l'shem mitzvah asuyos, even the matzah that you had in the beginning of the meal was also shmura matzah. So it's a bit of yevet. You violated did any maktir nach ha-pesach ha-pikayman. The Gemara has a machlokes whether that din, k'day, when he goes to sleep, k'day she yehet tam pesach b'fiv. So does that din apply, b'zman hazeh, that we don't have any carbon pesach, does that din apply to matzah also? That you shouldn't eat, at the beginning of the meal you have the matzah, then at the end you should have afikayman, and you should, k'day she yehet tam matzah b'fiv. So we paskin, yes, you're not supposed to eat anything after the matzah. The guy ate a whole meal after the matzah. He was supposed to eat some more matzah at the end of the meal. He forgot to, and he benched already. So far fun, but he ever is yotze. He can't say he's not yotze. Because he didn't fulfill, he was yotze the mitzvah of matzah. He wasn't yotze the mitzvah of him after an acha matzah if he came. Okay.
He ate the afikamen.
Yeah, but they have a case. The guy forgot all about he said a motzi alachilas matzah. Then he ate the whole meal. Then he had mar. Then he ate the whole meal. Then he forgot to eat afikamen. And then he washed my machar, and then he benched already. And then he said, forgot, he didn't eat afikamen. So if he didn't eat afikamen, but he didn't bench, he just sang Shem Halas and he washed my machar, and then he realizes that he doesn't have to say hamotzi again, because the Hesach Hadas doesn't count. Because Ananataka, just like Ananataka, the Rish Galusa Samchinan, Ananataka, the Rachmana Samchinan. We rely on the din. The din is that you're supposed to eat Afikam. What if he benched already? So if he benched already, Tosis says it depends. If he had pshutas in the beginning of the meal, didn't have any shmur at all, then he has to wash again and say, I might say, and eat some shmur and matzah.
Then he has the
tamatzah.
He ate pshutas. In other words,
So if he ate pshutas in the beginning of the meal and he didn't have shmura matzah at the end of the meal, then Tosis would say he does have to wash again. Because he benched already. He does have to wash again and eat. But he benched and he ate all along, he ate shmura matzah. From the very beginning, he ate shmura matzah. So Tosis says, since all of our matzahs are shmura matzahs, so there's no problem. Ol kol ha-matzah shem mitzvah asuya, so there's no need to do it over again. So he'll be lacking the hidur, the vei machtirin, ei machtirin, ach ha-matzah afikam. So he violated that din. So he ate the whole meal after eating the kazayis matzah, and he didn't have tam matzah b'fiv.
So according to the way that we hold, it's supposed to be yotzei matzah at the beginning, and afikam is a zekel l'pesach. So then you should watch again to be the kind of zekel l'pesach.
You see that's also, I don't know if that's me'akev. Did anybody look in the Rosh there? The Rosh doesn't say anything over here. Anybody look in the Rosh there? I'm psochim. I didn't have a chance to look it up. But the Rosh is the one who says that Afikam is supposed to be Afikam is banazeh zechel korban pesach, and Tosis holds not so. Afikam is not zechel korban pesach. Afikam is deika mitzvus matzah. We would prefer to have matzah at the end of the meal. The Rambam explains The Rambam says, "Bizman shel beis hamikdash hayikam deikah mitzvah achila was the korban Pesach. The matzah and the marosa mitzvahs, everything is deraisa, but deikah mitzvah is the korban Pesach." So to demonstrate that that's more important, korban Pesach is more important than the matzah, more important than the maror, so you eat twice as much. So you eat two kezaisim. You eat one kezais at the beginning of the meal, another kezais later. You eat two kezaisim of the korban. So that's how the Rambam understood Pesach is nechal kedei lizboa mimenu. He doesn't write like Tosfos, Pesach is nechal al hasova. Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi. Tosfos at the end of Pesachim, Tosfos daf ayin. Himself and quotes the Rishami, the reason why Pesach is Nechal al Asova, because the Korban Pesach is a unique din that doesn't apply to any other Korban, the Isa Shvira Setzen. You're not allowed to break any bones. So if a poor man all year long can't afford to buy meat, so once a year he has to buy Korban Pesach, he has to become a Shutav in a Korban Pesach. So he may be so excited about eating the Korban Pesach, he may start chewing, and the bones are very soft, because the Korban Pesach has to be Bashnasa. Before the first birthday. And usually human beings are born every day of the year. Human beings are born every day of the year. I don't think there's any, there are. I think it has to do with the moon, the full moon and the new moon. It has to do with that. There are more babies born that this a certain season of the month, having to do with the new moon, the full moon, and so on. But there's no difference one month and the other. Babies are born every month and year the same percentage. Full moon and then new moon, that's Nagir. But the Behemoths are not born every month of the year. The Behemoths is usually in the springtime. That's when all the Behemoths are born. And if you're going to wait till next year Korban Pesach, it'll be already Pesach Shavuot Shnosah. You have to bring the Korban, you have to wait till the 8th day. You can't bring a Korban Pesach before the 8th day. But it's not going to be too much after the 8th day, because this is usually born around the month of Nisan. So all the bones are very soft, and it's very easy to, by mistake, start chewing the bone of the Korban Pesach, and you violate the Yisr of Shvira Setzim. The Rambam writes before the Yisr of Shvira Setzim applies whether Atzomas Koshim or Atzomas Rakim, even at the very soft bones, and you chew up the whole bone and you swallow it, also in the Yisr of Shvira Setzim. How did the Rambam know that it's also the Mefarshim Rambam Gemara? Had the Rambam knew that one can argue the point and say that's not Shvira Setzim, he's eating the Korban Pesach. So the Rambam has a Gemara that supports that idea. So Tosfos quotes the Rishalmi that the reason why the Pesach has to be Nechal al Asova at the end of the meal, after you're full already, so the people shouldn't be so eager, they're not so hungry, they ate already the whole meal. This is the dessert at the end of the meal, they're eating the Korban Pesach, so there's less of a chashash, less of a concern that he's going to do Shvira Setzim. That's how Tosfos quotes from the Rishonim. The Rambam doesn't quote that at all. The Rambam quotes the whole din, he words it differently. He doesn't say that you have to eat al hasova. You have to eat korban pesach kidei lizboa mimenu. You should eat, it means two kezeisim. To demonstrate she'ika mitzvah sayayim is the korban pesach. The mitzvah achilas korban pesach is more important than achilas morer, more important than achilas matzah. Bismana said that there's no Korban Pesach, so we have two mitzvahs. We have mitzvah matzah, mitzvah morah. So the Gemara says, morah bismana says only the Rabbanah, matzah bismana says the machlokes. Amaraima, we pass the matzah bismana says the raisa. So from the two mitzvahs, achila, that we have left, the matzah and the morah, so we want to eat twice as much, we want to eat two kezesim ma matzah to demonstrate that that's the ikan mitzvah. So where do you have two kezesim? So you have one kezesim in the beginning of the meal, and you say, al achilas matzah. Then you eat another kezesim at the end. And that's the din. Ein maftirin acha matzah afikayim. Just like with Bala Migdash, ein maftirin acha pesach afikayim. And kidei she yishar tam pesach b'fiv. And he eats twice as much, two kezesim of the korban pesach, to demonstrate the ikan mitzvah sachila is the korban pesach. So bizman hazeh, he should eat twice as much matzah, kidei to demonstrate that the ikan mitzvah sayayim is the achilas matzah. So what happens, let's say, according to the Rambam, he ate matzah in the beginning of the meal, and he didn't eat, and then he benched at the end, and he didn't eat afikamen. There are three shittas. What is afikamen all about? Tosfos and the Rashbam hold afikamen is the ikan mitzvah matzah. He really, even though he said the bracha al achilas matzah in the beginning of the meal, right after the tilas yadam, said amotzi al achilas matzah, but you really have in mind that that's for the sudas yantif and the matzah you eat at the end. That's the ikan mitzvah matzah. then the Rosh holds no. The mitzvah matzah you yotze with the moitzi matzah, and afikamim is zecher lePesach, maybe zecher lePesach and zecher lachagiga as well. Maybe one kizayis, maybe two kizayisim. Maril says, and the Maril says you have to have two kizayisim, zecher lekorban Pesach, that they ate two kizayisim from the korban Pesach. And the Taz and the Magen Avraham asks, where did he get that from? Who says you eat two kizayisim? You eat one kizayis. So they think that it's a misprint in the Maril. You should say he's supposed to have two kizayisim of the afikamim, echad zecher lePesach, echad zecher lachagiga. The Chazanish came along and said, no, the Maril is correct. The Rambam says you have to have two kizayisim of korban Pesach. What do they have to correct it? Every so often there is a mistake in the Maharil. The Rosh's Maharil, the Minhagim, was written by a Talmud of the Maharil. The Tshuvas were written by the Maharil himself. But the Rosh's Maharil was written by Talmud. So every so often he writes things backwards. But this one, the Chazanish says, not everything that he writes is incorrect. This one is correct. The Rambam holds that the Maharil is going like the Rambam. Eat two kizayisim. So let's say according to the Rambam, that Bizman is supposed to have two kizayisim of matzah to demonstrate that the matzah is more important than the mor, because mor Bizman is only the Rabban. So what if you'll bench it and you didn't have the afikam at the end? So it's not miyakid b'leivin. You wouldn't tell the guy he has to wash again in order to have another kizayis, in order to demonstrate that the ikar mitzvah is the matzah. Probably not. And according to Tosfos, that you said alachilas matzah in the beginning, but you really had in mind you want to be yotzei matzah at the end. So then they said, if you got to eat the afikamen, so the afikamen is for the sake of mitzvah matzah. So you ate matzah, you ate shmur matzah at the beginning, so you yotzei with that. But he has kavana b'feirish not to be yotzei. If he really has kavana shalolot, then he's not yotzei with the matzah he ate in the beginning. He really has mind. He wants to be yotzei with the matzah at the end. He doesn't want to violate chavilos. So he says the bracha Hamoitzi on the matzah at the beginning of the meal. Then he says, Alachilas matzah, he has a mind. He's going to eat a lot of matzah at the end of the meal also. And if he didn't eat the matzah at the end of the meal, so they said, he ate it, with the shmura matzah that he ate in the beginning of the meal. And even according to the Rosh, that the role of the afikoyman is Zecha lePesach, or possibly according to that Maharil, according to the correction of the Taz, Zecha lePesach and Zecha lChagiga. So if you benched already and you didn't eat afikamen, would he say you have to wash over again? Because he didn't make the zecher the Pesach. You have the shtei. The Gemara says you have to have shnei tavshilin on the kaira, echad zecher the Pesach and echad zecher lachagiga. So true, the Rosh says that we eat the afikamen at the end of the meal is zecher the Pesach, possibly zecher the Pesach lachagiga. Some it's enough if you had the shnei tavshilin on the shulchan, on the kaira. Stam, if you bench the ready, the Rosh would probably also say you don't have to wash again in order to eat the afikam. Probably everyone would agree with what Tosfos said, that if you bench the ready, you don't have to wash again just in order to have afikam. Okay. Not the Ikar Mitzvah's matzah. To demonstrate that the Ikar Mitzvah's Hayom is Achilas matzah, Bizman Hazeh, matzah is more important than the mor. We don't have Korban Pesach, so you have twice as much, yeah. So the Rabbi Yeruchim Perla writes, where did the Rambam get that idea from, that to demonstrate which is more important, so you have twice as much? So he says he got it from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that in the Beis HaMikdosh, on a tiny Sibur, you have to blow Chatzaitzis, but you blow Shofar with the Chatzaitzis. And on Rosh Hashanah you have to blow shofar, but you blow chatzotzis with the shofar, because the pasuk says, "And tehillim chatzotzis kol shofar hariyah lefnei melech Hashem." That the Beis Hamikdash is the makom tefillah, and blowing chatzotzis on the tiny sibur is a form of tefillah, and blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah is also a form of tefillah. So since the Beis Hamikdash kibesa beis tefillah yikarei, so whenever you have one form of tefillah, you enhance it by having both chatzotzis with kol shofar. There is no such thing that whenever you're playing music and you have a chatzaitza, you have to play shofar. The Mishnah in Erechin says, what were the musical instruments that they used in the Beis HaMikdash? They used chatzaitzas. They didn't have shofar every day when they had chatzaitzas. So the Sfasam is asked that kasha. What happened to the din of chatzaitzas with kol shofar? So the terrace probably is, that din of chatzaitzas with kol shofar, whenever you have one, you have both, that's when the chatzaitzas and the kol shofar come to shame tefillah. So the Beis HaMikdash, you enhance the davening, So whenever you have one, you have both. But if the chatzitza is for the sake of the music and the orchestra, so if the shofar is going to ruin the musical, the sound of the music, so you don't blow shofar. It all depends, whatever will enhance the music, then you blow. Not going to enhance the music, you don't blow. So the Mishnah says that on Rosh Hashanah, they used to blow chatzitzas, two chatzitzas min atzdodim, and the baltekeh shofar was in the middle, and then the two chatzitzas would stop in the kofar, shofar marech v'chatzitzas mekatzvus, to demonstrate mitzvus hayam b'shofar. And the Tainan Sibur, they had the two people blowing shofar on either side, and the chatzitzas in the middle. And then those who were blowing shofar only blew half of the time, and then the chatzitzas marechas, to demonstrate mitzvus hayam b'chatzitzas. The ikar mitzvah on the Tainan Sibur is to blow chatzitzas, it says you blow chatzitzas when you have an eis tzora. So that's a tiny sibur, it's an eis tzora. And Rosh Hashanah Dikim Mitzvah is a shofar. Whenever you have one, you have both. But you want to show which is the ikar mitzvah sayom. So the one that's the ikar mitzvah sayom, you have twice as long. You have it. So just like that's what Rabbi Yeruchim Perlu suggests. Just like you have twice as long to show which is the ikar mitzvah sayom. So here also the Rambam says, eat twice as much. So by Bizman HaMikdash, you eat twice as, you eat two kazesim of Korban Pesach to demonstrate she'ikah mitzvah sayam is the Korban Pesach. And if you benched and you didn't have the second kazayim, so garnished, you didn't demonstrate. So you weren't able to demonstrate. You benched already. And Bizman HaZeh, you don't have Korban Pesach, so just the toss-up between the matzah and the maror, so you want to have extra matzah at the end, lohodiyah. The Rambam writes to demonstrate she'ikah mitzvah sayam is the matzah. Matzah Bizman HaZeh is the rice, and maror is only the rabbanah. So you have twice as much. So you have twice as much matzah this ban is
that. Rambam also agrees with Tosfos that the ikar mitzvah matzah is the apikomen. The Rambam says that if you only have one kazayis of shmona matzah, you should use it at the apikomen.
You should use it at the end. Let's say a person had, like I said, Rabbi Schwab had a medical condition. He didn't eat bread all year long. Shabbos Yantim, only the first two nights of Pesach he ate. So he ate the whole meal, whatever he ate the whole meal. Then he washed and he had a moitzi, alachilas matzah at the end. If you're only eating one kazayis, let's say you only have one kazayis of shmura matzah. For medical reasons, for health reasons, you're not allowed to eat more than one kazayis. It's not healthy. So that one kazayis you eat at the end of the meal. Kadeshi yishoyer, tam matzah v'fiv. The Rama has two reasons. You want to eat twice as much lehodiyah she'ikah mitzvah sayam matzah, and you want to have the second kazayis shouldn't be two kazayisim in the middle of a gemara. No, you want to have kadeshi yishoyer, tam matzah v'fiv, just like in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, kadeshi yishoyer. Tam Pesach b'fiv, because of Chaviv is a mitzvah, so b'zman hazav yivan k'day she'ishor tam matzah b'fiv. So you should eat one kazayis and the matzah at the end of the meal. But if you benched the bed, you didn't have dafi kaiman, so you'll survive without demonstrating the ikah mitzvah sayam is the matzah, and survive with that k'day she'ishor tam matzah b'fiv.
The Rosh writes in his Kitzer of Pilchos Pesach, in the end, he writes the exact lesson of Tosos, so you don't have to go back and kill the rub, because
Matzah
Shem Mitzvah Suyos. So, how can the Rosh say that? The Rosh holds that Apikoin is a separate mitzvah, Zeich Lekrabos. How can you do two mitzvahs for one matzah? The first one is for your Chidas Matzah Deraisa, and the second one.
How does he quote this? This text is written L'shitasam, that they commit those matzahs at the end. So they defend, they say, well, he had Shmur in the beginning, didn't he? Pshuta, he had Shmur. But according to the Rosh, of course he had Shmur in the beginning. The Ikamit, the Matzah was already in the beginning, and the Afikamit at the end isn't ganz in a different mitzvah. Should he get a different reason? That the Kadeshi Shoretam Matzah B'fiv is not Me'akeh B'Yeved, Zecha L'Pesach is not Me'akeh B'Yeved. It's a good taina. He shouldn't have quoted the Tosfos. According to the Rosh, the Afikamit is a totally different hesber. The three different shitas, what Afikamit is. Tosfos holds the Ikamit, this Matzah is Afikamit, because in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, they ate the Pesach at the end, ala sova, and the same time they ate the Korban Pesach, that's when they ate the matzah in the mar. So we today should have the afikomen at the end, that should be the ikar mitzvah matzah. Then the Rambam says, not so, the ikar mitzvah matzah at the beginning, but you want to have kadeshi yishoyer tam matzah b'fiv, so you have some at the end as well. And you have twice as much matzah as mar to demonstrate the ikar mitzvah sayam is the matzah. And then the Rosh has a third explanation. Even though you have the shnei tapshil nechad zecha lepesach vechad zecha lechagiga, but eating dafikaymen is a zecha lepesach. Okay. Eating afikam, so three different shitas. What is eating afikam and all about? Fine. So the Gemara had different suggestions. When is it called Hesach Hadat? So one, the Gemara said, if Silek. What do you mean Silek? When they take the tables away. Okay. Then the Gemara thought, maybe Gomar. Gomar Milechol. Then the Gemara said, if said Havlon and Nevarach. Or a few different opinions. What's called Hesach Hadas when they're eating. So now the Gemara has another. Omar Rab, Harogel B'Shemen. Some people, when they finish eating, in the days until very recently, people didn't eat with forks and knives. They used to take the chicken and the flesh and rip it apart with their fingers. So the fingers would all be greasy. You touch your shirt, the shirt is going to get greasy. Touch the Gemara, the page of the Gemara is going to get greasy. Everything would get greasy. So they used to wash their hands, Mai Machrainim, at the end of the meal. The Gemara has two different reasons. For Mai Machrainim, one reason is because of Melech Sedomish and Mesame Sarinayim, you may rub your finger in your eye, and you may have dipped your finger into salt, so you may be rubbing salt in the eye, which is going to be unhealthy. Then the Gemara says, another reason, Kishem Shemuzuham, Pasol Avoida, Kachidam Zoham is Psulas Lebrocha. Just like if a Kohen looks old and sickly, he's not a Balmum, but he looks ancient. Or if the Behemah looks old and sickly, the Behemah is Mezuhemis, or the Kohen is Mezuhem. So just like the Zedin, Kishem Shemuzuham, with the sticky fingers, if the fingers are so sticky that you wouldn't touch your shirt, you wouldn't touch your gemara, then you shouldn't bench, you shouldn't say barnefashes. Let's say you had ice cream and the ice cream dripped all over and your fingers are all sticky and you licked it all off and your fingers, you're going to have to wash your fingers off. But you'd like to say barnefashes now and then wash your fingers later. So that's shaloike din. You have to wash your fingers off before you say barnefashes. So in the middle of the meal, your fingers are sticky, and then you want to eat potato chips, or you want to eat French fries or something. You got to say, no bracha, bar pi adama on that. So you can't say bar pi adama if you have your daimes or hummus. So years ago, everybody ate with their fingers. The Jews, the non-Jews, chassidim, everybody ate with their fingers. It's a recent invention that everybody eats with a fork and a knife and a spoon. They never had that for centuries and centuries. So that's why it's questionable today whether you have to wash Mayim Achrayim. So Tosis in Chulin writes that they didn't wash Mayim Achrayim. They don't have melts, them is not matzah b'neinim. And their fingers were not sticky. They would touch their clothing, they would touch the pages in the Gemara. So the Adayim are not mizohamas. Okay? And others hold no. It's a takonas chachamim. It's a takonah. Even if you live under such circumstances where that's the reason, that's what motivated the chacham to make a takonah. Once you made a takana, so you gotta fulfill the takana, even if you die manat mizohamas. So that's a machlekes in the Rishonim. So what does he say? Omarav harogel b'shem and shem and miakva. These at the end of the meal, they would wash off their fingers from being sticky, and then they would wash off their fingers with shemen afterwards to clean it off. So when is it called the hesach hadas from eating? By us, is only after you wash harogel b'shem, and if you normally. At the end of the meal, you smear your fingers, you wash your fingers off, then you smear it with oil. Shemen miakva, kozman, you didn't put on the shemen on your fingers, so it's not called the hesach hadas from eating, even though he sang Shir HaMalas, and he washed, sounds like he washed Mayim Achrayim, maybe. Maybe he didn't wash Mayim Achrayim. He said, Havlan and Nevarach, nothing counts until he does the shemen. Am Ravashi, ki avina be Rav Kana, am alon, ki gon anan, the regilinan, who Rav Kana told us that was, we usually wash off our fingers at the end of the meal with shemen. So mishcha meakfalon. Kozman, you didn't wash off the fingers with the oil. So it's not yet called the hesach hadas. We don't pass like any of these shitas. We don't pass in gomar and we don't pass in silek. What else? We don't pass in havlon. Havlon of baruch we do. I don't know. Leichzuchus lachalan ishmaite elikihoda amar abchia. By Rashi, Amarab Sholosh Tkif is saying the three dinim. One is take if l'smicha shchita. When you bring karbanas and you do smicha, samach l'syad arosh apar, so you should do the smicha immediately before the shchita. You shouldn't have a long pause in between. Take if l'smicha shchita. Let's say you bring a korban on yontif. So you shouldn't do the smicha on erev yontif. Then bring the korban on yontif. So what do you do? So what do you do? So we still say we allow you to do the smicha yon. There's an issue. To lean on an animal is called osu d'shtamish bebalichai. They made a gzera d'rabbanon, and you're not allowed to ride horseback. Why they make a gzera d'rabbanon? So the Gemara said, because we're afraid Shemiyach Tachzmar. He may break off a branch from the tree in order to whip the horse that he should go faster. So they made a din, Ein Rech Magabi Behem. And now let it ride on animals on Yontav. And then they extended it and they said, also the Shtamish Bebalachayim. And even Bitzdadim in Adlata. Let's say you have two horses over here, and then you have a hammock is attached to the two horses, you're going to sit on the hammock. So that's called Mishtamish Bebalachayim. Even though you're not sitting on the horse, you're sitting on the hammock that's attached to the horse, so you're not, also not allowed to. Unless the hammock is attached to the, what do you call, the saddle. Unless the saddle is on top of the horse, and the hammock is tied onto the saddle, that's called Sidetzdadim. The same thing, let's say you have a hammock that's connected to two trees. So the hammock is tied around the two trees, so that's called Mishtamish B'mechubah B'tzdodim of the Mechubah. But if you have a hook that's screwed into the tree, and then you have a hammock that's hanging on the hook, that's called Sidetzdodim. So that's the Gemara, the end of Erevin. That Sidetzdodim, that whenever goes are not by Balechayim, and not by Mechubah L'karka. But if it's on the tree itself, if the hammock is tied onto the tree itself, then you're not allowed. That's where they have the story about the stipel of them. He was in the army, in the Russian army, whatever, so it was freezing there. So he was once on duty on Friday night. So he said to the soldier who was there before him, when you finish your turn, leave your fur coat. Leave your fur coats, I'll be able to put it on so I won't freeze to death. So the one before him wasn't Jewish. So he left the fur coat hanging on the branch on the tree. So you're not also the Mishtamish B'mechubah. If you take off, if you hang something on the branch, you take something off of the branch, that's called Mishtamish B'mechubah. So the stipler was always a big machmer, and he got into trouble. He lost his hearing because of that. So he wanted to be machmer. So he figured, I'm not gonna freeze in the first 5 minutes. So he's gonna wait till he becomes very cold, and he's not gonna take off the fur coat. After the first 5 minutes, I'll wait another 5 minutes. So he waited all night long. Didn't put on the fur coat, and it became deaf because he froze. So the moral of the story is you're not allowed to do that. It's wrong. You're not allowed to be machman like that. He did shaloi kedin. He decided to be machman. He lost his hearing. He was deaf all of his life because of that. He wasn't married yet. A deaf guy is more difficult to get a shidduch. It's a stupid thing to do, but he didn't realize how foolish it was. Yeah. So that's a question. When you do smicha on the animal, you have to lean on the animal. So if you can't do the smicha on Erev Yontav, so what are you going to do? So we pass on that whenever goyser, you're permitted to do the smicha on the karbonas on Yontav. And Beishamai disagree. They say you're not allowed to do the smicha on Yontav. Because of the Gzera, also the Tamish Balachai. So the Gemara has a whole discussion there. And Beitza Davchav, Beishamai hold, they don't believe in this takef. They hold you can do the smicha on Erev Yontav. Or maybe they hold you don't need smicha at all. Different versions of what Beishamai hold, but we don't pass like Beishamai, we pass like Beisilva. Then whenever Goyser, if you bring in the korban on Yontav, then we allow you to do the smicha on Yontav, somchim be Yontav. Yeah.
Beishamai holds it like a woman?
Yeah, why didn't anybody say that? He accomplished nothing, yeah. If you don't lean on the animal, you accomplish nothing. So the women just felt very excluded. They said, do imitation smicha. The men learn it, so no, imitation is garnish. You don't gain anything. So they didn't. So yes, yeah, so no one ever recommended that they should do imitation smicha on Yontav. They still will say do regular smicha, Mishama say you're not allowed to. They don't say do imitation smicha. Yeah, so the first take of the smicha shchit, the second take of legula tefillah. You shouldn't be mafzik in between Gual Yisrael and Nishmana Esrei. That's a shayla. If someone says shakal niya bidvara, and I'm going to say amen in between Gol Yisrael and Shman Esrei, so that's a violation of tekef legula tefillah. What if the chazan is saying Gol Yisrael? He's saying the same thing that I'm up to. I said Gol Yisrael. The chazan says Gol Yisrael. So is that called a violation of tekef legula tefillah? Or let's say someone put on a shalyad, and he's not allowed to be mafsik in between the shalyad and the shalrosh. If he's mafsik, he has to say another bracha. So then he hears someone else just put on a shalyad. The other person just said, lahaniach tefillin. So that's also hafsik. That's what I'm not allowed to be mafsik in between lahaniach tefillin and the shalrosh. The other guy just said lahaniach tefillin, same bracha that I'm holding mine. So that's a machlokes achrayim. Is that called a hafsik? Maybe even though there's a din of tekef legu'ula tefillah, you shouldn't answer if someone says asheyotze, someone says bar minim, zenis. you shouldn't answer. But if someone says Gaul Yisrael, maybe that's not called a violation. So there are paskim like that. I think the Minkachet paskim is like that. If you put on a shalyad and you hear someone else say the bracha laniach, you should answer. And if the chasen says Gaul Yisrael, he says you should answer. That's not a violation of tekef. And others hold no. Maybe you're right. Maybe, let's say, by the shalyad neshosh, maybe you're right that it's not a hefsik, but it's still not tekef. Tekef means something more than lack of hefsik. Tekef legula tefillah, you shouldn't answer amen if the Gaul Yisrael either. That's a shaila. Is there a din of tekef legula tefillah on Shabbos? Maybe Shabbos. Tekef gula tefillah is learned out from the pasuk. Smichas gula tefillah. He had it in the first prayer, beginning of the first prayer. The smichas gula tefillah, Rashi quotes. He's learned out from the psukim. It says, Hashem tzuri v'gavli, then it says, Yam Hashem Yam Tzora. So maybe Shabbos is not a Yam Tzora. Yontif maybe is a Yam Tzora, because each Yontif is a Yom Adin. On Pesach nidonim al atfua, batzeres nidonim al peres ilan, v'chag nidonim al amayim. So maybe in Rosh Hashanah, everybody is nidon. Yom Kippur is also for sure, it's a Yom Adin. So maybe Yom Tov Mari Yom Adin. So maybe that's also Yam Hashem Yam Tzor. But there's room to say that Shabbos is not at all Yam Hashem Yam Tzor. Maybe Shabbos is not a Yom Adin, so it's not a Yom Tzor. So maybe on Shabbos, you should answer Omen to Gaul Yisrael. The Ramah writes like that. On Shabbos, is no din of Smichas Gula Tefillah, because it's not called Yam Tzor. You can't say Yam Hashem Yam Tzor. You can avoid the whole thing. Just start Shmona Esrei, Fartik. Yeah. What's the third one? Take him until it's Yadayim Baruch. What does it go on? So Rashi says, it goes on Mayim Achreinim. It doesn't go on Mayim Rishonim. If in the context of the Gemara, Rashi writes, until it's Yadayim, Mayim Achreinim, Bichas Amos. Yeah. What about Mayim Rishonim? Does the Gemara ever say that? Take if l'netil it's Yadayim Baruch. Does it go on Mayim Rishonim? That's what Rabbi Kivega says. I in the Kamon, Daf Nun, based on the base, Taisus Dima Maschal, take if. That Gemara goes on Mayim Rishonim. Rabbi Kivega, the last Rabbi Kivega says, Rashi says, goes on my machrein, and came aboard, besugyam, beferish, avol, the medrash rabot dvorim, ubi rishalmi, perikein oivrim, muvur dekoi, al natilo, rishayna, goes on my machrein. That's the Gemara later that he quotes. That's the other Rabbi Kivega. He says, look at the Gemara here, nun base on the base, that goes on my machrein. Take if an atilo, brocha, you shouldn't. But it's not the same. Take if Natila Bracha, it's not a din of hepsik. That's what the Nadi Yehuda points out. He says that people are usually so careful after they wash until Sam, they don't say boo till they say hamaitzi. Don't talk at all. But in between the washing, they're saying Shira Malas and Sudech and Kodesh. They're saying carrying on a whole conversation. He says the yikit din hepsik is really, you should really supposed to say the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So we have a minig that we say the bracha lachar asiyosam. We say the bracha on the tilis yadayim after you wash your hands. But you have to be careful not to talk in between the tilis yadayim and the bracha. You're going to talk, so the bracha won't be mitzvah to the tilis yadayim. So the bracha will be a bracha levat tola. And the tilis yadayim you were yotze. The bracha is not me'ake. You were yotze to the tilis yadayim. So he says, the ikad din hefsik really is in between the maisa and the tila and the bracha that you recite later. That's why a lot of women make a mistake. They bench licht and then say the Ladig National Shabbos at the end. And then they say all kinds of tefillahs. They give it stock in, they throw out the match, and they walk around the whole house. They do other things that mapsik in between the hadlokas aneris and the reciting of the bracha, lahadig national shabbat. That's not right. That's the ikad din hefsik is then. And between the tilis yadayim and hamoitzi, that's not really a din of hefsik. That's a din taker. And the tilis bracha, you shouldn't have a hesach hadas. So the tzlach writes, mikra din. He can answer. Someone asked a question. Mikra din, you can really answer yes, no, maybe. You can give monosyllabic answers. The meaning is that people are makma, they don't say anything. But the real din hefsik is really in between the netila and the reciting of the bracha. So those are the three takeups. Then the Gemara has another takeup. When you become a shutuf for the Rebbe in the business, then you'll be blessed. All of the Bab Shechsim is to make the Rebbe a shutuf in the business. They wrote it down on their papers. Okay. Tomorrow is Wednesday, a normal day, I think. Let's try to learn the next Mishnah. Okay? Pardon me?
It's supposed to be a major snowstorm tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Okay, we shall see what happens. Lily, at least you didn't buy it.
I never bought it. Gotta
run downstairs.
I don't know.